All right, well, you know, I'm going to tell you, we pulled in the parking lot, and I looked over at Karen. I said, "Wonder if Brother Billy announced that I was preaching tonight." We're just kidding, but it's good to be here with you tonight. But Brother Billy asked me last Wednesday if I'd be able to preach tonight, and Brother, I tell you, you kind of said something last week. And as soon as you said it, this passage of scripture that I want to preach on tonight kind of came to my mind, and I want to share it with you. But you said last week, you was talking about singing specials. You said you're going to start having to name names and call people out and call people up and that type of thing. And this passage of scripture immediately came to my mind when you said that, and then when you asked me to preach, I've kind of prayed on it all week, and I just want to touch on it. We're going to be in the 137th division of Psalm tonight, Psalm 137. This particular psalm has 9 verses, but we're only going to look at the first 4 verses tonight. We'll probably look at these verses so many times tonight that you'll probably have memorized them by the time that we leave. And I'm not even going to preach that long tonight. I just got a simple thought that I want to share with you. And I want to say this before we stand and before we read here in just a moment. I want to say I don't want you to think that this is a message of gloom and doom, because it's not, even though it probably going to seem like it starts out that way, because this is a very troubling time here in Psalm 137 that we're looking at. But I pray tonight that this is a message of encouragement to the people of God, to you and I. As a child of God, I pray tonight as we go through this message, we're going to find encouragement as we are to have a song in our hearts. Yes. We ought to want to sing praises unto the Lord. Amen?
Yeah,
amen? Amen. So if you found your places there at Psalm 137, if you would, if willing and able tonight, would you please stand with me? Let's read the first 4 verses, and then we'll pray. The Bible says here, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?" Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, tonight again we just so humbly bow before you, throne of grace. Lord, we're thankful for this beautiful, beautiful day that you've given to us today. And Lord, we're thankful for another opportunity. Lord, we can come into your house tonight. We can gather. We can assemble. We can worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, I just pray for this service here tonight. Lord, I pray that you'll allow the preaching to be easy. Lord, I pray that you'll give us a great understanding of your word. And, Father, Lord, I pray that we'll walk away from this place tonight saying, singing, "It has been good to be in the house of the Lord."
Amen.
And, Lord, for the many prayer requests we're mentioned here tonight, Lord, again, we're just going to pray that it's going to be your will that will be done in each and every one of those requests. Lord, again, I just pray that you'll just touch our hearts. Stir our hearts tonight, Lord, as we go through this service. Lord, we thank you so much. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Again, always thank you for standing as we read in reverence to the Word of God. And I appreciate you giving me plenty of time tonight, but I just got a real simple thought that I want to share with you. I don't want to go into any kind of history lesson here tonight, but I think it's important that I mention maybe just a couple of things before I get into the 3 main thoughts of the message that I want to share with you tonight, because I pray if we'll understand exactly what is taking place, maybe just a little bit, it might give us a greater understanding of what we are looking at. It may give us a better sense of the urgency of the time that we're looking at. We're looking at here a very devastating time for Judah. We're looking at a time, and we're going to examine in this portion of this psalm, we're looking at it's concerning the nation of Judah, because we know that Judah After it was divided in the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, we know that the northern kingdom was taken captive by the Assyrians, correct? And we know that the southern kingdom was taken captive by the Babylonians. Right. And we find here in verse number 1 that the Bible says, by the rivers of Babylon. So we know where we're at. We know that we're dealing with the nation of Judah. We know that they are there. We know that they've been taken captive. We know that the Bible says also there in verse number 1 that they're sitting by the river's edge, and this sitting is really a position of mourning. And we know that they're mourning because they tell us that they're mourning. Look again at verse number 1. Again, I know we're going to be repetitive with these verses, but there's some things I want to point out. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. So they're in their position of mourning. Then they say, yea, we wept. So they are weeping. They are mourning because of the position that they're in, because of the place that they're in, because of the situation that they're in. I want you to know and understand tonight that Judah, they've been taken captive by the Babylonians. Their city and their temple now lay in ruins. So this is a very discouraging time. A very despairing time. And if you'll go and you'll read in some of your history, you'll find even that the Babylonians slaughtered their children. So they're weeping, they're mourning, they're troubled. They're in this place that they really don't want to be. They're in a foreign land. They're under a foreign power. They're under a blanket of a foreign government. And they're there by the river's edge. And they're weeping and they're mourning, not because God allowed them to go there, but they're there because of their own sin. And it's just that simple. They were worshiping false gods. They were worshiping idols. They were doing all of these things, and they were going further and further and further away from God. And because their relationship was diminishing, that's why they found themselves at the rivers of Babylon. So the three things that I want to share with you tonight is, first of all, recognizing where they were. Again, it's verse number 1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept. Notice what the Bible says here. When we remembered Zion. They were remembering a time that they were at home. They were remembering a time that they were safe. They were remembering a time that they were secure. They were remembering a time that they went to the temple. They were remembering a time that they were a free people. They were remembering a time in which they lived, in which they now are thinking about, and they're thinking, man, what a time that that was. What a time that it was that we were there, we were home, we were safe, we were secure, and everything was good. And again, this isn't a message of doom and gloom, but folks, I'm going to tell you, and I'm not trying to make any types, and I'm not trying to make any allegories here tonight. I just want to liken that into the days and the times in which we live. We live in some very devastating times. We're living in times that this nation, we're falling further and further in the pit of sin. We're going further and further away from God. Our relationship with God as a nation is diminishing. So the question I have for you, child of God, is how is your relationship with the Lord today? Say, what do you mean by that, Brother Bruce? Sometimes we come to the house of God, and I'm not trying to be mean in any way, shape, form, or fashion tonight, but sometimes we can come to the house of God and we can go through the motions. We can go through the rituals, we can go through our routines, and we can come in and we can sing and we can listen to the preacher preach, and sometimes we'll walk out the doors and never even be touched by the Holy Spirit of God. We'll never even allow the Holy Spirit of God to penetrate the very depths and the cores of our hearts. And sometimes we can get in such we can get such a rut, if you will. You ever been stuck in a rut? You kind of get a car stuck in a rut and it just spins its wheels over and over and over. It can't go forward, it can't go backward, it just sits there and it spins and you're not going anywhere, it's not doing anything. And sometimes, if we're not careful, sometimes we can do the same thing. We need to remember where we are today. And what I mean by that, listen to me, the nation of Judah was in a place that they did not desire to be. Now what about you tonight? Are you here because you desire to be here? Or are you here because you're going through the rituals and the routines, and because it's Wednesday night and it's church night and it's the right thing to do and it's the right place to be? But I heard Brother Billy say all day long he's been looking forward to the preaching. I don't know why. But all day long I've been looking forward to preaching. And I do know why. Not because I'm a good preacher. Not because I'm even a good speaker. It's because I enjoy standing behind this sacred desk and declaring how great our God really is. No matter their circumstances and no matter what they was going through and no matter what they was looking at, listen, it was not because God had changed. Amen? God is the same God that He's always been. It was because they were living in their sin, and it was because they allowed their relationship to diminish. They was not in Judah anymore, but they were sitting by the rivers of Babylon because they allowed the relationship to diminish. And I want to encourage you today, child of God, remember where you are. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what next month may hold. We don't know what next year may hold. Listen to me. You might be able to come here tonight and something may happen in your life that may no longer ever allow you to be in the house of God. You know, I think about shut-ins sometimes. I think about those who have physical disabilities. Those who would long to be in the very position that you're in tonight. Those that would love to be able to sit in these pews and to sing the songs and to open the Word of God and to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth and to be around the ones that they love and their church family. Listen to me. Remember where you are tonight. You are the child. You are a child of God, and you're in the house of God. You're in the presence of God. And all they could do was remember of how it used to be. Don't ever let your relationship get to a point that you have to think about how it used to be. And I'm going to be honest with you, Brother Billy. This last few weeks, I found myself recalling what it was like the day that I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I found myself thinking back to the time and the place and where I was, and knowing that I was under conviction of the Holy Spirit of God, and knowing if something didn't change in my life, knowing if I didn't find the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, that I was going to be bound for a place called hell. A place that I don't want to go. A place that I have no desire to be. And I can remember that time, and I remember the time that I trusted Christ as my Savior. I think I shared this with the church that was that Sunday morning. Listen to me, I didn't see some great lights. I didn't hear any thundering voices, but I felt the peace of God running through my very heart. Amen. Knowing that I am now one of His own. Knowing that my sins have been forgiven. Amen. And you know what that did? That made me excited. Amen. That gave me a lot of joy. I wanted to go out and share with other people that I found the Lord Jesus Christ. When He found me, I was lost. And I trusted Christ as my Savior. And I'm saved, and I'm saved, and I'm saved.
Amen. Right.
But the nation of Judah was now remembering where they were. This devastating time that they were going through. And secondly, I want you to also look at verse number 2, because I see something else very important here. Verse number 2 says, "We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof." Now, I don't know what that says to you, but that tells me, first of all, they brought their harps with them. Amen. You know, that tells me that music was very important to them. Praising the Lord and worshiping the Lord and playing music and singing was very important to the Jews. That was very important to Judah. And they brought their harps with them. But now they're looking at their circumstances and their conditions and all the things that's going on around them. And you know what they did? They took their harps and they took those willow branches and they tied them up in the willow branches and they hung them there. And that means they walked away from them because they were in a state of sadness. They were in a state of devastation. They were in a state with no joy, no peace, no contentment. They hung up their harp. They were no longer had this desire to sing praises and worship unto the Lord. And sometimes that's exactly what we do. If we're honest with ourselves tonight, that's some of the same things. We do the same things when our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ begins to diminish. You know what we do? We begin to hang up our harps.
Right.
So what does that mean, preacher? Well, sometimes we quit singing like we used to.
Right.
Sometimes we quit coming to Sunday school like we used to. Sometimes we quit coming to services.
Yeah.
Like we used to. Sometimes we quit getting involved in the outreaches of the church like we used to. Because we find ourselves going through those routines and those rituals. We find ourselves getting stuck in that rut. And you know what we've done before we know it? We've turned around and our hearts are hanging there.
Right.
What about you today, child of God? Where is your harp? Meaning, where is your joy? Where is your peace? And where is your contentment? How are you in your relationship with God? You see, everything here that we look at, I want you to look at verse number 3. It says here, For they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. You know what they were doing? These Babylonians, these guards, as they sat there by the river's edge and they walked by and they looked up and they seen a defeated, depleted people with their hearts hanging in the trees. You know what they did? They mocked them. They said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And I have to believe this in my heart of hearts, that there was a time for the nation of Judah, the Jews, the people of God, that the other nations heard them sing. They knew that they had a love for the Lord in their heart. They would play their instruments, they would play their harps, and they would sing. And now they're mocking them, and basically they're saying, you sing us one of the songs of Zion. And basically what they're saying is, where is your God now? You see, they were under Babylonian power. They were in Babylonian captivity. They were under that blanket in their government. They were having to do things their way. And now they were being mocked. And then look at verse number 4. They said this, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? They were not home. They were not where they desired to be. But yet, they're asking, how can we sing this song? Again, they're looking at their circumstances and their conditions and their surroundings, and they're in a state of devastation. Listen to me, I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what you're facing. But I'm telling you, it can't be as bad as it was for the nation of Judah. They were, again, taken out of their homes, and they had destroyed their homes. They had destroyed their temple. They have slaughtered their children.
Right.
And others, the enemy, was looking at them and saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion.
Right.
We see your hearts hanging in the trees.
Right.
We know that you've given up. We know that you feel defeated. Folks, I'm telling you today, realize and recognize where we are. We're in the house of God. Aren't you glad to be here? I'm glad to be here, amen. I'm telling you, I'm glad to know that the Bible teaches me and tells me that God has not changed. He's the same yesterday that He is today, that He's going to be forever. And I'm thankful to know that God is still in full control of everything in our lives. Even though we can look around our world, and we can see it spiraling, oh, and it's spiraling fast. And we can look around and go, oh, I don't know what we're going to do. Don't know how we're going to get through another day. don't know how our economy is going to last, don't know what our government's going to do, and we can sit down by the rivers and we can cry and we can weep and we can whine and we can hang up our harps and we can say, how can we sing? Or we can realize and recognize and understand that God is still in control.
Yes. Amen.
That the Lord Jesus Christ is seated on the right hand of the Father. And I'm telling you, He lives, He lives, He lives. I'm telling you, that ought to give us joy, that ought to give us peace, that ought to give us contentment, that ought to give us excitement. I'm telling you, when we come to the house of God, and I'm just going to say this, Jordan, I'm telling you, when we come to the house of God and your pastor says, who's got a song? Ought to have something. Or have you hung up your harp? And if you've hung up your harp, why have you hung up your harp? Are you sitting in a strange land? Are you really somewhere that you don't want to be? Are you examining your relationship with God? Maybe the Lord's been working on your heart for quite some time to surrender to some type of service. I don't know what the Lord may be dealing with you tonight, but I'm telling you, listen to me, we're all human. We're all in these fleshly bodies. We can all get downtrodden. We can all get devastated. We can all get discouraged. But I'm telling you, thanks be to God that God has not changed. And thanks be to God that He still rules and He still reigns and He's still in control. And because He is. Because He is. It is well with my soul. So we're going to do things a little bit different tonight. We're going to sing a special as a congregation. Oh, Brother Bruce, what are you doing? We're going to get our harps out of the trees. We're going to get them down. We're going to play our harps. We're going to allow God to hear our voices. And I'm telling you right here from the Jordan Baptist Church in Burnside, Kentucky, we're going to allow God to hear our voice.
Amen.
And just sing to Him.
Amen.
It is well with my soul. I saw that song in the front of the Red Book. Brother Porter, can we sing that? It is well with my soul.
It's in there.
It's in there. I saw it. It's in there.
Yeah. It's on the second flap in there.
It is well with my soul right there. Got it?
I can play it, but I haven't laid it.
All righty, well. Brother Billy, come on, let's all stand. We're all going to sing together. We're all going to sing together. Listen, if it's well with your soul tonight, let the Lord know it. Just sing to Him from the very depths of your heart. Get your harp out of the tree and just let the Lord hear you sing. You want to play it for us? If you need to come pray about something while we sing, you come pray. Listen, this is just the time between you and the Lord. Whatever it is that may be going on in your heart tonight, this is between you and the Lord. Come on, Brother Billy.
And if my soul in sorrows lies, sea billows roll, whatever my lot Thou hast taught Thee to say, it is well. My soul,
with my soul,
it is well. It is well with my soul.
Let's do the last verse. Last verse.
And Lord, haste the day when the face shall be found, the clouds he rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is well
with my soul.
I thought about that passage of Scripture, and I thought when the verse said, as they passed by and they said, sing us one of the songs of Zion, I thought, boy, oh boy, what a testimony it would have been if they just would have went over to those willow trees and they would have got those harps down and they just would have sang that song. It is well. It is well with my soul. Because they can look at them and say, even though you brought us here against our will, and even though that you destroyed our city, and even though that you destroyed our temple, and even though that you threw down the throne of David, it is well. It is well with my soul, because God is in control.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's have a song of invitation, by the way, brother. Let's just have something. Let's have a song of invitation. Just if you got something on your heart you want to come pray about tonight, you got something.